Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
From revealing insanely obscure Easter eggs to confirming fan theories and even offering up dishy inside information, these revelations that we're going to cover today will ensure that you'll never view these 10 games in quite the same way. And for the most part, that's a good thing. So let's take a look at them. As I'm Jules, this is WhatCulture.com, and these are 10 recently confirmed truths you didn't know about famous video games. Number 10, James is staring at you in the intro, Silent Hill 2. Now, if you've never played Silent Hill 2, you're probably familiar with the extremely iconic image of protagonist James Sunderland staring at himself in a grotty bathroom mirror. Except, back in the summer of 2020, a member of the Silent Hill subreddit posted a brightened version of the image, which revealed a rather disturbing truth, that James is actually looking at you, the player. The wider implication of this is totally up for debate, some suggesting that it represents a guilt-ridden James's inability to look himself in the eye, and naturally fans were just sent into a tailspin as they considered that the unforgettable visual wasn't quite what they believed it to be. Though the game's art director, Masahiro Ito, initially dismissed the claim as the work of fans with overactive imaginations, he later added that Silent Hill 2 cinematics director, Takeyoshi Saito, would know either way for sure, but he hasn't chimed in on the issue yet, sadly. For many fans, though, the truth seems pretty damn clear when looking at the HD images of the scenes. James's eyes are obviously looking past himself to the viewer. Was it merely a cheeky Easter egg hidden in plain sight, or a spookier nod to the delicacy of the fourth wall in the Silent Hill series? That's up to you to decide. Number 9. Playing as Oddjob is now officially cheating. GoldenEye 007. Anyone who's played enough GoldenEye multiplayer with friends will inevitably get into an argument about whether or not it's cheating to play as the franchise's esteemed villain, Oddjob. The character's height allows him to easily slip shy of the game's auto-aim system, which, in conjunction with the N64's famously stodgy controls, made killing him a major headache for everyone else. As such, a lot of people made the gentleman's agreement to never play as Oddjob, even though it was technically within the rules of the game considering that he was a selectable character after all. But a few years ago, more than 20 years after the game's release, we got a cold, hard confirmation from GoldenEye's lead environmental artist, Carl Hilton, and programmer Mark Edmonds. And that was that playing as Oddjob is absolutely, positively cheating. Hilton said, "We all thought it was kind of cheating when we were playtesting with Oddjob, but it was too much fun to take out, and there was no impetus from any of us to change it." Edmonds, meanwhile, called playing as Oddjob definitely cheating, but also added that he preferred players to set their own terms, ending with, "Why not just let players decide on their own rules?" Number 8. Wild foxes will lead you to treasure. Skyrim. Now, Skyrim continues to fascinate and beguile players ever since its release, with fans still making new discoveries up to this very day. And most recently, they discovered confirmation of a long-standing theory in the Skyrim community, that the game's wild foxes were actually programmed to sometimes lead you to treasure. Last summer, ex-Bethesda level designer Joel Burgess assured fans that their imaginations were not getting the better of them, and that the foxes were indeed pointing players towards that sweet, sweet loot. He gave a highly technical deep dive rundown of the reasons for this, but the upshot is that Skyrim's Navmesh AI system programmed the foxes to flee players as efficiently as possible. The eccentricities of this programming meant that the foxes would make a beeline for populated areas like camps, and in turn often led you in the direction of treasure. So it's not something that Bethesda deliberately put into the game, but the long and the short of it is that fleeing foxes have a tendency to lead you towards goodies because of how the world and its AI navigation systems were designed. Number 7. Donkey Kong has a rather disturbing texture mistake. Mario Kart Wii. We've learned plenty of fascinatingly unsettling Nintendo tidbits over the years, such as the company confirming that Toad's hat is actually his head, and thanks to Mario concept creator Super Mario Broth, we also found out something quite horrific about Donkey Kong in Mario Kart Wii. As it turns out, Donkey Kong's character model is incorrectly mapped, such that his mouth is also wrapped around his feet. Yeah. To the naked eye, the anatomical horror simply looks like Kong's toenail, but zooming in confirms that it is indeed a duplicated texture of his open mouth. Gross. Quite how this mistake happened is anyone's guess, but it sure does create some weird questions about what day-to-day life must be for old DK here. Number 6. A secret cheat code lets you skip almost the entire game. Nier Automata. Though Nier Automata players committed themselves to breaking the game wide open and uncovering every cheeky secret hidden in its midst, developers Platinum Games confirmed in 2018 that there was still one secret left for fans to uncover. And at the start of this year, prolific modder and data miner Lance McDonald finally found this final secret, a cheat code which allows players to skip to the very end of the game after defeating the first boss. McDonald claims that he spent hundreds of hours reverse engineering the game's data to figure out the cheat code, which, when entered after beating the first boss, allows players to skip to the last of the game's many endings. Nier Automata Potato Potato's director Yoko Taro also chimed in to confirm that McDonald had indeed found the last remaining secret, though hilariously made light of the fact that it took the Nier community almost 4 years to do so.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Number 5. The zombies had to be changed because of The Last of Us. State of Decay. There's no denying that The Last of Us is one of the most influential video games of the last decade, redefining story-driven action and delivering one of the most visceral survival horror experiences in the medium's history. It also created a bit of a headache for other developers working on games featuring zombies or zombie-adjacent enemies, for fear that they would be compared unfavorably to Naughty Dog's clickers. And this was especially true of Undead Labs, whose own survival horror zombie game State of Decay was in development at the very same time, and ended up releasing just 8 days before The Last of Us came out. In a Reddit post last year, the series art director, Brant Fitzgerald, confirmed that the game had to undergo an artistic overhaul mid-development after The Last of Us was unveiled. According to Fitzgerald, State of Decay's co-creator Doug Williams had been kicking around the idea of a fungus-infected zombie as early as 2005, even creating concept art featuring cordyceps-afflicted undead. When The Last of Us zombies were revealed, it was a pretty crushing hit to our plans. We applaud their success, loved their games, but had to scramble a bit to shift our plans. Now, this clearly wasn't anyone's fault, and nothing more than two companies independently utilizing a concept found in nature for their game, but the frustration is nevertheless understandable. Still, it all worked out in the end. State of Decay may not have been a pop culture phenom like The Last of Us, but it's a well-respected franchise nonetheless. Number 4. The game's one remaining secret, Doom 2. If you thought the wait for Nier Automata Potato Potato's final secret is something, it has got nothing on Doom 2's legendary remaining secret, which was finally unearthed almost 25 years after the game's release. The last secret is a hidden section of Doom 2's Map 15, Industrial Zone, and though players have been able to access it by using noclip cheats, there didn't appear to be any way to access it legitimately and register 100% of secrets collected, as has taunted players for many years. But Doom's speedrunner Zero Master quite literally stumbled upon the solution when he realized he could trigger the secret by being pushed into the area by a demon. For years, fans assumed that this was a glitch preventing full 100% completion of the game, but designer John Romero promptly took to Twitter to congratulate Zero Master on uncovering Doom 2's absurdly esoteric final secret. Number 3. Option C is definitely the canon ending. Grand Theft Auto 5. Ever since Grand Theft Auto 5 was released back in 2013, fans have speculated about which of the game's three endings is actually canon to the franchise. Two endings involve Franklin killing either Trevor or Michael, while the third Death Wish ending sees the three teaming up to take their enemies down. While the Death Wish ending was obviously the most crowd-pleasing one, that didn't necessarily make it canon, though courtesy of a new GTA Online update released last year, we now finally have the truth. The Dr. Dre-centric DLC The Contract features a sequence where Franklin drives a golf cart through a movie studio and says, "I know one of these producers around here, hope his ass ain't working today." This is very clearly a reference to Michael, who is working at this studio at the end of GTA 5, confirming that he is indeed alive in the present. And because the prior Smuggler's Run DLC update confirmed that Trevor is also still alive, we're left to conclude that the third ending, where all three protagonists survive, is the canon one. Though GTA 5's internal lore certainly isn't watertight, it's still a relief for fans to learn that the most satisfying ending is also the one that actually happened in this universe. Number 2. The Jackal is Jack Carver. Far Cry 2. Pretty much ever since the release of Far Cry 2 back in 2008, fans have theorized that this game's primary villain, the Jackal, could indeed be Jack Carver, the protagonist of the original game and its related spin-offs. The theory has remained popular over the years due to the obvious physical similarities between the two characters and their not-so-dissimilar backstories, having both served in the US Navy. But the smoking gun? Far Cry 2's game files refer to the Jackal as Jack Carver. Well, fans finally had the debate put to rest once and for all shortly before the release of the recent Far Cry 6, when Far Cry 2's creative director Clint Hocking confirmed the theory to be correct. He said, "The Jackal is actually supposed to be Jack Carver from the original Far Cry. Jack Carver in the original Far Cry was this shifty smuggler, gun runner kind of crook, and the idea was that the Jackal is just him 10 years later or something." Given that the Jackal's body was never found at the end of Far Cry 2, many are actually still hopeful that the series might come full circle and bring him back into the fray. And number 1, Madeline is trans. Celeste. Now, Celeste was released in 2018 to rave reviews for its devilishly demanding platforming gameplay, appealing visuals, and uncommonly rich themes for the genre. The Farewell DLC was then released in late 2019, and because the ending cutscene showed gay and trans pride flags in Madeline's room, many fans began to speculate that Madeline herself might be trans. Roughly a year later, Celeste creator Maddie Thorson, herself a trans woman who transitioned following the game's release, confirmed that Madeline was indeed trans. She said, "During Celeste's development, I did not know that Madeline or myself were trans. During the Farewell DLC's development, I began to form a hunch. Post-development, I now know that we both are." Artists using their work as an outlet to process their issues is nothing new, and in this place it seems to have helped her land in a place of greater understanding about who she is, while also providing some welcome LGBTQ+ representation for the gaming community. Though some expressed disappointment that Celeste didn't engage with the transness more overtly, the developer responded that Celeste reflects her own uncertainty with her identity during its development, stating, "If I could start over from the beginning of Celeste's development, knowing everything about myself and Madeline that I know now, would I write her differently? Yeah, probably, but then again, I'm a very different person and Celeste wouldn't be the same game. For my part, Celeste is about who I was, which includes that struggle for understanding."
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.